Welcome back to the Deep Dive. This is where you send us your sources, and well, we try to give you the shortcut to understanding what's really key inside them.
Yeah, and today we've got something, well, pretty interesting. It's an excerpt from a guide called Zodiac Dream Vacations, a cosmic getaway guide.
A specific part of it, though.
Exactly. We're not looking at the whole thing, just homing in on this central idea, the claim right there in the title, what your zodiac sign's dream vacation says about you.
Which is quite a promise, isn't it? The idea that, just your preference for a holiday could be this big clue to your whole personality.
Right, diagnostic tool.
Forget years of therapy, just figure out your dream trip, and bam, the stars tell you who you are, according to this guide, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So our mission today is really to unpack that claim. How does this source actually connect your start sign with where you'd like ideally want to go on vacation?
It's a fascinating link, connecting something as ancient as astrology with something very modern, very personal, leisure identity.
Finding yourself on holiday.
Kind of. And the key seems to be the dream vacation part. Why that? The source seems to argue that when you strip away all the practical limits, money, time, what's left,
Your purest desire.
that's the idea. That destination choice becomes this unfiltered piece of data about your fundamental nature.
Okay, I get the appeal theoretically, but let's push on that a bit. If this is supposed to be a useful shortcut, how does it deal with the fact that, dreams and reality are often miles apart?
Right.
Like, if I'm supposedly a sign that needs I don't know, remote monastery in Tibet, but all I can swing is a weekend camping trip nearby, does
Ugh.
the guide just become useless then?
Ah, that's where the guide's approach is actually quite clever or efficient, maybe. It basically says we ignore the messy reality.
It just filters it out.
Pretty much. It's analyzing the aspiration, not what you actually managed to do. The argument is that the moment you define that dream, the fantasy trip, money no object, that's you expressing your truest self.
So the desire itself is the blueprint.
Exactly. So even if you're stuck camping locally, the guide would use that longing for the remote retreat to understand your real need. Maybe it's isolation, maybe spiritual focus, maybe just getting away from, well, everything.
Okay, so the dream vacation is treated almost like one of those inkblot tests, a psychological projection thing.
Sort of, yeah, where the destination you pick is like the visual language spelling out what your zodiac sign needs deep down.
Right. Okay, let's move past the promise then and get into the mechanics. If it's a cosmic getaway guide, it must be using basic astrology structures to map these desires, right?
It has to.
So the most obvious one, the four elements: fire, earth, air, water. How does the source translate that elemental energy into like travel categories? What does it imply?
This is where we start seeing the actual, interpretation happening.
Yeah.
It goes beyond just saying Aries is fiery. It
Right.
connects those core energies to actual travel experiences.
Okay, let's unpack fire signs first. Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, their whole deal is action, ego, getting things started, ignition, you said.
Precisely. So for a fire sign, the dream trip has to feed that need for action, maybe even recognition. The source isn't going to suggest, a quiet week at a spa.
Yo, wait.
Instead, it connects that need for maybe high stakes action, maybe a bit of risk, directly to their travel style. Their ideal getaway is less about rest and more about achieving something, proving something.
So we're talking maybe adventure sports, like competitive stuff, or leading some ambitious tour where they're the center of attention,
Could be.
or maybe destinations that are just intense, raw, vibrant, maybe even a little bit dangerous.
Exactly. The insight isn't just, oh, they like to be active. It's that the choice reveals this deeper need for constant stimulation, maybe external validation, high octane stuff.
Choosing to climb Kilimanjaro isn't just a holiday, it's translating their ambition into a physical goal.
You got it. Now, contrast that need for blazing action with the earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn.
Okay, earth, stability, things you can touch, quality, structure,
Right.
that kind of vibe.
Totally different travel blueprint. They're looking for grounding. Tactile satisfaction, reliability.
So their dream vacation wouldn't be about chaos or risk.
Quite the opposite. It strips away the instability. It focuses on concrete, high-quality, dependable experiences. Think maybe really structured historical tours where you learn a lot.
Or luxury resorts focused on tangible comfort,
Right.
like amazing food, incredible beds.
Yes, exactly. or maybe very defined wellness retreats, things with a clear schedule and purpose.
What's interesting there is how the guide uses that choice, say the historical walking tour in Rome, to show their need for predictable results. It's not just liking history.
Right.
It's choosing a path that's, you know, well documented, guaranteed to provide a reward without too much uncertainty. The insight is about seeking mastery and a reliability, even in leisure.
It gives a sense of control, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, next up, air signs. Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Their core energy is about connection, ideas, intellect, movement.
Okay, so I'm guessing their journeyship involves a lot of talking, meeting people, mental stimulation.
The source definitely points that way. For air signs, the destination has to spark dialogue, information exchange. They're probably not dreaming of a week alone in a cabin in the woods.
Probably not.
Their ideal is more likely a buzzing city, maybe a global conference, or even a trip built around learning something specific, a language, a skill, somewhere they can gather new ideas, make connections.
So choosing, say, Tokyo with all its tech and speed,
yeah,
that reveals their core need to just absorb and process new stuff.
Yeah, the trip itself becomes a way to expand their mind, not just chill out.
Okay. That leaves water signs. Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, defined by emotion, sensitivity, depth.
Immersion.
Right. So I'm picturing destinations that are maybe more secluded, introspective, places with a strong emotional feel or history.
You've basically nailed the source's interpretation there. Water signs crave that immersion, that emotional depth. Their dream vacation often functions like a protective space, a cocoon.
So what does that translate to? Lakeside cabins?
Could be. Or deeply spiritual places, historical sites where they can really feel something and reflect. Maybe even ocean voyages, that physical separation combined with, you know, the vastness of the sea, maximizing that feeling.
And choosing that remote cabin, that reveals their need for psychological safety, a place to process feelings away from everyone else.
That's the core idea presented in the source, yes. The need for a safe emotional space.
Okay, breaking it down by element like that, that really gives us the kind of analysis, the hidden gold people listening are probably looking for. But astrology has other layers, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Like the modalities, cardinal, fixed, mutable. Does the guide use that layer too, maybe to decode how people travel, not just where they want to go?
It absolutely does. That's a great point. If the elements define the what or where, the modalities tend to define the how. It adds another layer of personality detail expressed in the style of travel, makes the diagnosis more complex.
Okay, let's start with cardinal signs then. Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, the ones who initiate things, the leaders.
They need to be in charge, right? So their dream vacation isn't just picking a place. It's about crafting the perfect itinerary, their itinerary.
Oh, okay.
If a cardinal sign chooses a destination, the guide implies their deepest satisfaction comes from initiating and managing the whole experience, planning it all out.
They crave competence and control.
Exactly. And the planning process itself is part of the fun, part of the fulfillment.
So if their dream is the Amazon rainforest, the real insight isn't just liking nature, it's their need to personally research and book every single flight, guide, maybe even the malaria pills.
Precisely. That meticulous organization is the expression of their cardinal nature in this context. Okay, then we have the fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, the stabilizers. They value endurance. They can resist change.
So their dream destination, probably less about constant novelty and more about something solid, reliable. Maybe they go back to the same place.
The source suggests they demonstrate that stability through their choices, yeah. Their dream might very well be returning to that amazing resort they loved year after year. Quality and predictability.
What?
Or maybe choosing a destination known for its permanence. A historical landmark that stood for centuries. It reflects their own inner desire for things to be rooted, dependable.
Mm.
The choice reveals that need for predictability.
Makes sense. And the last group, the mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, Pisces, the adapters, the communicators, they like change, flexibility.
Uh-huh. So their dream vacation, according to the source, needs to be flexible. It has to have room for spontaneity.
So what kind of trip is that?
Maybe a multi-city train trip across Europe where they don't have every single day planned out.
Mm.
Or just a road trip with no fixed destination.
Leaving things open.
Exactly. Their choice reveals that a deep need for freedom, intellectual and physical, and the ability to just roll with whatever comes up, adapt to new things on the fly.
Wow. Okay, putting the elements and modalities together like that gives a much richer picture than just the headline claim. Right.
The guide is essentially acting as a translator. It's taking these abstract cosmic energies and mapping them onto very real, tangible human desires are travel dreams.
Yeah, making the dream vacation the clearest external sign of our internal zodiac blueprint.
It suggests that maybe your most seemingly frivolous desire, like where you go if you won the lottery, is actually a super reliable key to understanding our fundamental personality, who we really are.
It definitely positions those travel aspirations as a dependable marker of that inner structure. By focusing on the dream, the aspiration, and applying both the elemental needs and the modal styles.
How you plan it, how you execute it.
Right. The source offers this pathway to self-understanding, potentially cutting through some of the, the vaguer pop astrology stuff.
Okay, that's a really strong synthesis of what this source material is trying to do. It's a value proposition.
Right.
We've looked at the core claim, we've analyzed why the dream part is so critical, and we've unpacked how it uses elements and modalities as a kind of travel blueprint decoder.
Yeah, we've covered the main structure of the argument. Which leaves us, as always, with something for you, the listener, to think about.
A final thought to take away. If this dream vacation really is tied so closely to your cosmic identity, your core self, what does the source imply about the times we choose destinations specifically to get away from our usual selves?
Like trying to escape our sign's traits.
Exactly. If you're a water sign who suddenly dreams of climbing Everest or a fire sign creating total isolation, is that a sign of profound self-redefinition? Or is it just, an impossible wish fighting against your nature?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe more broadly, what deeper human need are we tapping into when we connect something seemingly fixed, like the cosmos, to something representing freedom and escape, like travel? Worth pondering. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.